Who are you with?
The Sheriff's Department.
Which sheriff?
Ventura County Sheriff's.
Ventura County Sheriff.
Yeah, we ended up taking it because it was actually in LA's jurisdiction, but it was also just at our border, and our DA came out and said, hey, you know, we'll handle it. So we ended up taking the investigation.
Okay.
That's probably why you're asking who I am.
Well, yeah, I have some questions regarding it as well. So I just
I
didn't know who was in charge of.
Yeah, normally it was like right at the border of LA and you know, powers that be decided that we would take it as far as investigating.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So that's how we ended up with it. But
uh-huh.
If it was probably further in LA County, it would have probably ended up staying with LA County, because I know LA Sheriff showed up and we were there as well.
Right.
LA County. So
right.
Kind of two agencies kind of got involved.
Right.
My main reason here is just to, you know, talk to the people that were there, and just to cover our investigation and cover any statements that need to be documented. I understand you went scene, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, what do you remember about when you showed up? Obviously, you got the call. You guys took you guys about, you know, what, 5 minutes to get there, maybe?
Yeah, that. Give or take. Sure. Okay. Sure.
And when you were you driving or were
yeah.
you driving? Okay.
I was driving.
The main thing I was asking was when you got to the scene, you know, kind of describe the scene, basic, just real basic, what you saw.
Okay, well, I back up. When we get the call, and uh-huh. we get a shooting call, the first thing I look for is to see if deputies are en route or been dispatched, and we'll, or an assault or anything like that. So I saw that not only was I think deputies were on scene, it said it was clear to enter.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember saying clear to enter.
Right.
Because that's huge.
Right.
And when we get there, the engine was already there. There were police cars around, and there was one car, Lakeview, Agoura Road area, and it was dark. And I remember getting out, and the firefighters from 144s were pulling him out of the car, the person that was behind the wheel of that damaged car, pulling him out of the car. And I think they were questioning, is he alive? Is he dead? And then I think the person started to move around.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he said, well, he's alive. And I want to say the somehow, some way, either the big jacket the guy was wearing had come loose or come off, or maybe they took it off. And somebody had made mention, there's bullets falling out of his jacket. They laid him on the gurney. He was, I think, a little bit moving around. I'm trying to get information so I can make a phone call to the hospital. The information I got was pretty scattered. We get him to the ambulance, back in the ambulance, and a medic from 144s hopped in the ambulance and said, let's get going. And I was having a conversation with my partner as to what an appropriate facility would be for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then we took off, and then we got stopped by a deputy, I don't know, 100 feet away. He said,
right.
He said, I need you to stop. And I said, what for? He says, I need to find, somebody told me to tell you to stop. So we stopped, and I said, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? I don't know. And I looked at him, I said, well, we got to get going. And we left. That was
it. Right. Yeah, the confusion was there that I think initially an officer was supposed to arrive in that ambulance because this guy's a suspect. And for security, I think that's what the problem was there, but I think a unit ended up following.
Yeah, there was a unit along with us en route to the hospital.
Okay, backing up real quick to the scene. Do you remember when you first arrived? With, I know there was two police cars, one that was close to the car that was wrecked, that was kind of facing it, kind of looked almost like they had been involved
in a collision. I never saw it.
Okay, do you remember emergency rotating lights on the sedans, not the SUVs, on?
I don't remember anything. I remember it being extremely dark.
Right.
Too uncomfortably dark.
Okay.
But I really don't remember a whole lot of lights.
Okay.
But then again, I walked behind the engine.
Right.
So I don't remember the lights.
Okay. You rode in the ambulance with...
I rode the paramedic squad.
Oh.
So I was not in the ambulance. Steve was in charge of the patient.
Okay, and he was with the medic from 144, correct? Okay. So you weren't in the ambulance then. Okay. Basically, that's it then. Anything else? You said you wanted to ask me some questions?
Yeah. Who... Which agency declared it clear to enter?
It would be the sheriff's, our sheriff's department. I wasn't there to tell you. I can't tell you exactly who that actual officer was.
Right.
But
right.
It wouldn't have been L.A. County, because they showed up after, kind of after the fact.
Right.
They showed up towards the tail end of it. We had two sergeants there. They would be the ones. It was Sergeant DeWams and Sergeant Devers. So one of those two would be the ones.
I've been around a lot of shootings. I worked in the city for a number of years. I've never seen a clear-to-enter scene where this man wasn't handcuffed, wasn't removed from the vehicle, and he was moving his hands around.
Right. I think what happened in this situation is, before you guys even got there, because we spoke to the officers. And that's a good question. He wasn't secured. He wasn't handcuffed. Correct.
Right.
He was just sitting in the car.
I mean, when I see clear to enter, I say I can take my 4-year-old and walk him up to the scene, and he's fine.
Okay.
And in reality, there wasn't a police officer near the car.
Right.
It was my fireman.
Okay. Now you said there was another engine there already, correct?
Our engine. Well, yeah, 144.
Okay. And the guy was already out of the car.
The guy was being pulled out as I'm walking.
As you're walking
up,
right?
Yeah.
Now, were there other officers standing around, these paramedics or these?
I never saw any officers.
Okay.
To be honest with you, I didn't see any officers. Granted, oh, really? I'm sure they were there in the outskirts. I'm more focused on the car. But I get up and I'm going, what is going on? Because it's dark. Yeah. So I think I pull up my flashlight to see what the hell's going on. And they're pulling this man out of the car. And I realize his hands aren't cuffed.
Right, right.
And he's moving around. And someone says, oh, there's some bullets here. And then... go ahead.
I'm gonna guess this is what happened, because comment that one of these LASO guys told him the guy was dead, and our office told us that this guy passed out. He was unresponsive.
Right.
I think people thought he was dead.
But regardless,
I know what you're saying.
I think that's why they assume
okay, he's passed out. He doesn't look like he's gonna harm anybody. I still would have handcuffed the guy. I agree with you.
Oh, yeah, he needs to be
And this is something
out.
That, yeah. This is the first I've heard from anybody.
Well, it's funny. Well, it's funny you say that, because yesterday I saw the captain that was on that call, and I hadn't seen him since then. And I go, hey, 144. Has anybody contacted you, or have you made any contact with the sheriffs regarding that shooting? No, what do you mean? I said, well, correct me if I'm wrong, it said clear to enter.
Mm-hmm.
He said it did. And I said, but was that clear? Because, I mean, I've seen guys with brain matter showing.
Oh, sure.
Cuffed, stripped, and he's all yours, guys. Great. He's pronounced dead. Great.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was anything but that.
Right.
He was still moving around.
I understand that in the ambulance he got crazy too. He was yelling, screaming.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what happened in the back of the ambulance, but I do know when he was there, he was moving around. If he had a gun on him, or if he decided to fight. So, I mean, clear to enter, and like, who made...
Yeah.
I love the clear to enter, but are we saying it, or are we meaning it?
Right.
Because that was bad.
What I'm going to do is find out who made that decision to let you guys just
It wasn't like there was a cop there, police officer, sorry, helping us secure him. We were doing it all.
Yeah, well, see, that's why I asked you, was there any officers that are like... standing there, okay, go ahead, pull them out.
Not that I remember. No.
Okay.
And not to mention, we that's again a scenario that we wouldn't be involved with. If guns are drawn, shit, we're going, oh shit, the scene's not clear.
Right.
If it's clear, hell, like I said, okay, I could walk up there with my kid.
Right.
But it was visible, clear to enter, before we left. So, oh, no big deal, we're good to enter.
Okay.
But as it was, it just seemed like it was...
This comes down to... officer safety tactics for you and for everybody.
Sure.
I'm glad you mentioned it.
Well, we're worried about we're worried about him too. Yeah. But in reality, it's like, holy shit.
Well, bottom line, it comes down to the sergeants who are there, and I'll talk to them.
That'd be great if I can get some follow up on that, because that's
no,
the hell out of me.
I will. I'll definitely give you a call, and it was one of those situations that, I'm gonna guess, like I told you, they're assuming he's passed out. He appears at a point where he's harmless. He's been shot. The guy's not going to hurt anybody. But you're right. He could just like that.
Well, and I remember Steve said, I think a bullet had gone in here and grazed this and took his nose out, cut his finger. But the wounds, now, you know, we didn't stay for the x-rays and we don't know the final result. The wounds looked relatively superficial. And he wore, I want to say, a big black down coat, which may have maybe helped catch the bullet. I don't know anything about bullets. But he was plenty much awake. And I've just never seen any time when they say clear to enter that he's not out of the car, dead or not. That's the word I'm missing. Okay. He was not at all. Right. And I got my fireman pulling this guy out, who the guy could have easily
done.
And it's like, holy shit. Can imagine the shitstorm that would come from that.
Well, I'll talk to the two sergeants and find out who okayed it, and I'll discuss with them. I won't give them your name.
Everybody could have lost on that one.
Right.
I mean, deputies or anybody.
I'll definitely bring that up. And
have you talked to 144 yet?
No, I haven't. I think they've already been interviewed, but I'll double check it. Mm-hmm. And I have the names of the people who were there, and I'll see if they've already been interviewed. My main job was to identify the person who rode with our suspect in the back to get any statements, but I'm glad that you brought that up.
Yeah, and at that point, I don't think had even been searched when we put him in the back of the ambulance.
No, it doesn't. Doesn't sound like he was, because he was still sitting in the car, and if you guys pulled him out,
right,
and then if he went straight to a gurney,
right,
and then he went straight to the ambulance with only paramedics
right.
in the ambulance.
Right. Right.
This, remember I told you that's why I think they stopped, because there's no officer in the
right.
in the car.
Right.
It's a security problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember somebody mentioning, yeah, we screwed up, we should have put an officer in there. Anyway.
All's well that ends well. I'm not,
yeah,
I just
know,
want to
but those
this
kind
happening
of things,
again.
Those kind of things could end up tragic because somebody didn't secure this guy. He reaches in, he's got a gun.
Yeah.
You know, he was out there all trying to take off.
Right. He's a bad man.
Yeah. I can reach you here at the same phone number, right?
Yeah.
And all I need is, I'm going to use your, I'm not going to use any of your personal address or anything like that, just your birthday. Okay, and your driver's license number. Anything else? Any other concerns or any other questions?
No. I mean,
okay.
We love our deputies.
I will call you
we're
back.
Always work hand in hand. That's why I don't have a problem bringing it up, because I know if we had a situation where we were doing something for them and it wasn't safe, that they'd say,
why
did you guys do that? Or, you know, we work hand in hand with you guys all the time. We love our deputies. That's why it was just so strange. Clear to enter, you walk in, you're going, what the hell's going on?
His
arms are in there. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Do you have a card?
Yes, I do. Let me...